You're listening to KUOW 94.9 Public Radio. We hear a lot of numbers in our coverage of government budgets, but it turns out most people are not very well informed about what government spends its money on. Polls consistently show that people overestimate how much the government spends on things like food stamps, foreign aid, and even public broadcasting. Dean Baker says a big part of the problem is the way not just partisan politicians, but also the news media present those numbers and funding. He thinks he's got a better idea. Dean Baker is an economist and founder of the Center for Economic Policy and Research. Dean, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Give us a concrete example of the wrong way of reporting numbers.
Well, we just had a big debate over cuts to the food stamp program, and we regularly heard the numbers tossed out. How much did the Republicans, of course, were pushing for the cuts? How much did they want to cut? And the number to be thrown out was $40 billion. Now, that's a really big number. None of us will ever see $40 billion in our lifetimes. A year, $40 billion, you think that's a really big cut. Well, 2 points about it. One was it was over 10 years, so it was $4 billion a year. The other part is you need some reference points, some basis of comparison. So you can compare it to the whole program. It's about $80 billion a year, so it was about 5%, not an inconsequential cut, but not a huge cut. But the other point that I would make to people is that they're actually, in terms of the whole budget, it was actually a very, very small amount because our budget's somewhere in the order of $4 trillion. So you're talking about a cut that's about that's a bit more than a tenth of 1% of the whole budget. So what that means is we're debating a cut that was substantial for the food stamp program, about 5%, but was of very little consequence for the whole budget. So if people are thinking, what does this do for their tax, their tax bill, it's invisible. They'll never see that one way or the other.
Hey, what's your dog's name?
That's Riley. He doesn't agree with me.
Counterpoint with Riley coming up. So what kind of problems does that lead to with public misunderstanding when you don't get the full picture in these numbers?
Well, in principle, we're a democracy. We like people to have some understanding when candidates run for office and they say, I'm going to support this program, I'm going to oppose that program. If people don't have any understanding of where their money's going, it's very, very difficult for them to assess, what is this or that person saying? I'll give you a very concrete example. You might remember back to 2008, John McCain was running for president, and he went around the country talking about the $1 million that we spent on a Woodstock museum. And the implication, of course, was that this is a really bad way to spend money. Now, we could argue, I don't care. Maybe you think it's a good way, maybe you think it's a bad way. But the $1 million we spent on the Woodstock Museum was about 0.3% of the federal budget. So, my view on that is, I don't really know, Senator McCain, whether it was a good way to spend the money or a bad way, but that's really not telling me anything about where the government spends the overwhelming majority of its money. And I suspect if everyone had heard that John McCain is upset that we spent 0.03% of the federal budget on a Woodstock museum, everyone would be asking Senator McCain, why are you spending so much time talking about this?
Now, it's one,
they should have asked him.
It's one thing when a partisan politician is using numbers in a certain way to achieve a political end, but I think part of the criticism also goes to respected news outlets like the New York Times, for example, and perhaps even National Public Radio in not providing the proper context for the numbers. And this has drawn your attention for a while. When you ask for a response on why these outlets do it that way, what do they tell you?
Well, it's very interesting. Literally no one defends it. I've been in Washington over 20 years. I know most of the budget reporters. I've raised this with them. Not one of them has ever tried to tell me that these numbers are meaningful to the vast majority of their audience. If we're talking about National Public Radio, the New York Times, obviously they're a well-educated audience. These are people with college degrees, often advanced degrees. They follow the news. But they still have no idea of the budget. And none of these people have tried to say, oh, yeah, when we write down, the transportation bill's $180 billion over the next 6 years, no one's tried to tell me that's a meaningful number. And in fact, I've raised this with them, as you can imagine, and the public editor at the New York Times, Margaret Sullivan, agreed with me completely. She said, yeah, people don't know what these numbers mean. She raised it with David Leonhardt, who at that time was their national editor. He agreed with me. He said, yeah, that's right. It's just, if we just wrote really big number, it would mean the same thing. So I sort of thought, okay, they're going to change their practices, which is what they said. But you pick up the New York Times and there's a budget item, they still do the same thing. And I'd say it's really kind of mind-boggling because, sometimes you could say, look, they don't have the resources, they can't cover everything. this is 1 second. This is everyone, you know, anyone who's doing budget reporting, they know what the total budget is. So, you know, you're looking at a particular item, just say what percent of the budget it is. You know, that's not necessarily, you know, giving everyone every piece of information you'd like. But if you tell someone that you know, we're spending 5% of the budget on transportation, right away, every New York Times reader understands what that means. If you tell them we're spending $180 billion over the next, you know, 5 years, 99% of them have no clue what you told them.
Dean, what advice do you have for the non-economist news consumer so that when we see numbers, we're not misled by the way that they're reported? What should we keep in mind?
I think you have to remember everything as the denominator. So you know, you see a really big number, and before you go, oh, my God, that's a lot of money, try to think, what is this in reference to? You know, most often we're talking about budget numbers, but other times, you know, if we're talking about the cost of, you know, cleaning up for global warming or something, I mean, there's always a denominator there. You always have to say, what are we comparing this to? And also an important part of the picture, and I've been amazed, Paul Krugman, you know, not knocking Paul Krugman, it's a mistake any of us could make, he didn't realize spending on that cut I was mentioning before in food stamps, that was over 10 years rather than 1 year, and he wrote a whole column about it. He was off by a factor of 10. And, you know, again, you have to know, how many years are we talking about? Is this, you know, 1 year, 5 years? You know, sometimes you'll see things over 75 years. That these are really important points, because obviously those are very different numbers if it's 1 year as opposed to 75 years.
Dean Baker, economist, founder of the Center for Economic Policy and Research. Thanks for your time. Now go let Riley out.
I'll do that. Okay, thanks a lot for having me on.
This is The Record on KUOW.